I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Monday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course, streaming on YouTube. 855-212-4CBS is the number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Got Stuart Kovacs and Pat Boyle rocking and rolling with me on the Zach Gelb Show all the way up until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific today. We have to start the show off with the whining that the Kansas City Chiefs are doing. So I'm watching this game yesterday as Ion Football is wrapping up through the eight-hour marathon and many of these same CBS Sports Radio affiliates. And we all knew one of the feature games of the weekend were going to be the Kansas City Chiefs up against the Buffalo Bills in Chiefs Kingdom in Arrowhead. Going into the game, I trusted Buffalo's offense more. I thought Buffalo was going to win the game. I think I picked the Bills by 5 points. I like the Bills as a dog. I like the Bills outright on the money line. I said that all week. But when that game was playing out, we all know the controversial play that really isn't controversial because it's obvious, where Travis Kelce makes a great catch, laterals the ball, makes a great decision. Kadarius Toney catches it, and he goes into the end zone for a touchdown. But right away, when the celebration and the euphoria is happening in Kansas City, you knew that there was a yellow handkerchief on the field. You knew that there was a penalty flag. And once they showed the replay, it was clear and obvious when you saw the first look at the replay that Kadarius Toney was lined up offside. So, yes, it stinks that that was called because it takes away from such a fun ending to a game. And don't get me wrong, there's still over a minute left. The Buffalo Bills were getting the ball back. They could have easily marched right down the field and won the game. But I can't crush the officials. The officials made the clear call. And if you played any football, whether it was elementary, whether it was JV in high school, varsity in high school, college, or the NFL, and actually let's just go back to your younger roots of the game and your first learning the game, even as a fat offensive lineman, I know what the receiver's supposed to do. I've seen it 9,000 times. The receiver looks to the official and says, am I on the line of scrimmage? The official's either going to say, you need to move back or you need to move up. And in this case, it was so obvious, there's no way that Kadarius Toney ever asked the official, am I onside? And if he did, let's just say, and the official told him, you aren't, and he did not move back, that's on him. But we finally got that answer. Because after all the complaining and the crying and the bitching that the Chiefs did after the game with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, surprise, surprise, today at Andy Reid's press conference, he said Kadarius Toney, according to Nate Taylor, covers the Chiefs, didn't check with the down judge, Mike Carr, to ensure he lined up in the correct spot before committing his offside penalty. So we'll play you some of the Chiefs audio in just a second. But you have Patrick Mahomes incensed. Patrick Mahomes losing his mind, crying like a little baby, and then Andy Reid after the game enabling that behavior and doubling down on it and the entitlement of Andy Reid. Oh, usually before that's even considered getting called, I would get a warning. Tell Kadarius Toney to line up on sides. It's not that hard, guys. This is the second game this season that Kadarius Toney caught you. Going back to week one against the Lions, he couldn't catch anything. He couldn't even catch a cold. And then the other day, he lined up offside. And when I'm watching it with Jody Mack yesterday, and we're doing the Eye on Football show, I'm sitting there saying, he's a good yard offside, it looked like. And that's from my human eye, just sitting there with the monitor to my right on the first replay. Kansas City yesterday became unlikable. They really did. The Chiefs were this great duo of Mahomes and Andy Reid, and also, let's say, a trifecta with Travis Kelce. There was a lot to like with Kansas City. They were fun. They were the next team. They've already won two Super Bowls. They've been to another one. You know they're going to be in this for the next decade, even though this season isn't going their way. They still have a chance to get back to the Super Bowl. But there was no real reason outside of jealousy to dislike the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes, likable player. Andy Reid, likable head coach. For all those years, couldn't win the big game. Now he's won two of them. Travis Kelce, an awesome personality. A really fun superstar. Chris Jones, one of the better defensive players in the league. There's so many reasons, if you don't have a dog in the fight and you're just a neutral football watcher, to like Kansas City. But yesterday, are you bleeping kidding me? You're going to cry. You're going to bitch. You're going to complain when Kadarius Toney couldn't get his ass lined up on sides? He was clearly over the line. It wasn't even debatable. So don't tell me after the game, Patrick Mahomes, oh, the refs didn't give us a warning. Or, oh, they take away from Travis Kelce's legacy. Or, oh, you know, it had no impact on the play. It's football 101. You look at the official. Am I lined up correctly? The official either tells you yes or no. Kadarius Toney didn't do that. And for Andy Reid to defend Mahomes and basically rip the officials as well and the arrogance that I deserve a warning, get lost. There's no accountability. You need to hold Kadarius Toney accountable because two games this year, he's cost you. So don't give me this bull junk. Don't give me this nonsense. Don't give me this hogwash that it's the official's fault. It ain't the official's fault. It's Kadarius Toney's fault. And we all know what the real root of frustration is for Mahomes. Probably if you shoot Mahomes up a true serum, he's not actually mad at the officials. It's because he realizes it's either Super Bowl or bust for him each and every year. Fair or not. And he knows down deep that he doesn't have the horses this year to throw the football to. And you see it week in and week out. Travis Kelce, we all know, is a stud. You don't have Isaiah Pacheco yesterday, who's a physical running back. There's really not much that scares you and intimidates you with this Kansas City Chiefs offense. Yeah, you still have number 15. We all know how great he is. We all know that they will be in every game. But you're not going to beat the good teams. You're not going to walk out with victories when you have no rhythm and no flow offensively and you can't trust any of your wide receivers. And it's not even like Buffalo is this dominant team. Buffalo's season was on life support yesterday. The plug was about to be pulled on the Sean McDermott era in Buffalo. And the Bills didn't win because of a call by the officials. That's a bunch of nonsense. So yesterday, no doubt about it, the Chiefs became unlikable. Because it's one thing to lose, but it's another thing when you lose and then you cry about it. And let me just remind everybody, how did James Bradberry approach the Super Bowl loss last year? He got called for defensive holding. It was ticky-tack. Patrick Mahomes, that wasn't allowing the players to decide the game on the field. He got in front of his locker and he said, yeah, I held. I did enough. where I put my team in a bad position and the officials called defensive holding. And I'm okay with it. We all knew it was a bad call. We all knew the flag shouldn't have been thrown in that spot. But he handled it in a classy way. And that was in a much bigger stage after a Super Bowl defeat. I didn't see Brittany Mahomes after that one going on Instagram and saying, oh, the rest of the MVP. When the Chiefs got gifted that Super Bowl with the call last year in the final 2 minutes up against the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's what Brittany Mahomes did yesterday. She goes on Instagram and she goes up, oh, the rest of the MVP. Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes slams the officials. We'll play the audio in just a second. He is complaining to Josh Allen when he's shaking Josh Allen's hands. Like, how classless is that? And Mahomes is usually a very classy guy. There's nothing to dislike about him outside of his brother. And Andy Reid, how frustrated he was and how he's killing the officials. You know, I don't usually advocate for fines because I like when players speak their minds. But how many times do players and coaches get fined for ripping the officials? The NFL better not go light on the Chiefs. They better not go light on Mahomes and Andy Reid because they're two of the biggest names in the league. Because anyone else does that in the league, they're getting fined a lucrative amount of money. But what a joke yesterday for Kansas City to lose the game. And then when you lose the game, the only thing you could say is, oh, it's the officials' fault. Oh, the officials screwed us. You know, I'm going to do a lot of things that are unprecedented today. I'm going to make two compliments that I never like to give. I'm going to praise the Cowboys coming up later. I'm also going to praise TV refs. Because I hate TV refs. But on Sunday Night Football last night, as we were watching the Eagles get crushed by the Cowboys, they asked Terry McCauley on NBC his thoughts about the offside that was called on Kadarius Toney. And this was Terry McCauley's analysis on NBC last night.
This is clearly a foul. He can't be past the back of the ball. His whole body is in the neutral zone. It may even be beyond the neutral zone. You can see the receiver at the top lined up perfectly. That's where he should have been. And I would add, in past years, this has never been called. This would be technical. This would be a warning. This year, it's been called 11 times as opposed to twice last year, only once in 21. In 2021. So this is being consistently called. He needs to be onside.
And whether it's been consistently called or not, it doesn't matter. And I know Andy Reid sits up at the podium after the game and goes, oh, I've never had an offensive offside called in my career when I've been the head coach, blah, 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 blah. Go watch the replay. If I was in that press conference room, I would say, coach, shouldn't you instruct Kadarius Toney? Don't you have to hold Kadarius Toney accountable to know how to line up? It's not like you need a PhD in football to figure this one out. The dude was clearly offside. It wasn't even close. He wasn't even in the same zip code as where the center and the football was. Let's listen up to Patrick Mahomes complain, and he made it clear that he hates when the games are decided by officiating.
Let us play, man. Like, let us play the game. And then whatever happens, happens. Like, the whole throwing the flag and deciding the game one or another, that's what hurts me. That's why, like, last week I didn't say anything, because it's letting us play, man. Let us go out there and win the game. And I said I'd rather them let us play and go out there and see who wins. I mean, that's what you want as a competitor, is you practice all week to go out there and try to win. And you want it to be about your team and that team and see what happens. You never want it to be – you don't want to be talking about this stuff after the game. And that's it, man. I'm not worried about if there was a flag on the next player or whatever, like, not a flag. I want to go out there and play and then see what happens at the end, see what the score is, and then I can live with the results.
Well, it's not a free-for-all. There are rules. If it was a free-for-all, then don't complain when you get hit by a defensive lineman a little bit late. All right? Your player couldn't line up onside. It took away a touchdown. And it wasn't as if the officials saw the play on out and then elected to throw the flag. They threw the flag right when the ball was snapped, because anyone with eyes could see that Kadarius Toney was nowhere close to being onside. Here is Patrick Mahomes saying the refs didn't do their jobs.
I mean, the flag today was tough. Just, I mean, offensive offsides. It's
a penalty.
It's something that, I mean, you as a like I said, elementary school, we talk about, you line up, you point to the ref.
Your player didn't do that.
Good. If not, they come to you, hey, we talk, you need to get off the ball more, you need to be on the ball more.
Kadarius Toney didn't do that.
I mean, that's the ref's job.
Blame Toney.
You want to have an open discussion so that you can go out there and put the best product you can on the field.
Your player didn't have an open discussion.
For him to throw that flag, no explanation, no anything. And I saw the picture, and I mean, he probably is, I mean, barely offside.
Barely?
But for him to take the game into his hands over a call like that, that doesn't affect the play at all. Didn't affect anything.
Line up on sides.
I mean, it's just tough, man. And like I said, man, that's a Hall of Fame tight end making a Hall of Fame play that won't be shown because we threw a flag for an offensive offsides. And so it takes away from not only this game and this season, but from a legendary career that Travis has had. And, I mean, that hurts me because I know how hard he works for it.
Whenever Travis Kelce retires and then he's out for 5 years and he gets his day in the spotlight in Canton, Ohio, and they enshrine him into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you don't think we're going to have enough career highlights for Travis Kelce? You think anyone's going to be sitting there and go, what about the time when he's being considered an all-time great right now that a play was taken away from him that would have made him even more of an all-time great? The dude's already an all-time great tight end. Oh, that crying is offensive. It really is. It's ridiculous. Like, does Mahomes just think we're a bunch of morons? Do you think we're a bunch of dopes? So let's crush the officials for doing their jobs. Let's crush the officials for enforcing the rules, and you're just annoyed because you didn't think something should have been called when he was clearly offside in Kadarius Toney. And finally, this one was the worst. Josh Allen and Mahomes having an embrace after the game, and all Mahomes wanted to do was talk about how bad the officials were to Josh Allen. Listen up. Now, you know what's bleeping terrible, Patrick? That your player wasn't lined up correctly. And that you guys are continuing to enable the mistakes by Kadarius Toney. And it cost you up against the Lions in week one. And now it cost you in week 14 up against the Buffalo Bills. And you know it and I know it. Hey, Mahomes could still maybe at the end of the year be in Las Vegas, be hoisting another Lombardi trophy because he's that damn special. But he's concerned. Because he knows he does not have the talent around him that is required or that makes it easier for him to go land his third Lombardi trophy. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. What did you make of Kansas City crying after the game last night? And are the Chiefs officially an unlikable team after the way they conducted themselves in the embarrassing fashion following a loss to the Buffalo Bills? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We come on back. Ugh, I got to go wash my mouth out with soap because I already praised the TV refs. Now I have to praise the drama Dallas choking Cowboys, who may not be the drama Dallas choking Cowboys this year.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing, but I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
The most unique NBA podcast is out on Odyssey. Heat Check with Trista Crick.
NBA fans, listen up. I'm Trista Crick, host of the Heat Check podcast. And if you love this league, the storylines, and want a funny, digestible way to get all the news from around the association and someone to break down what's really going on straight up, no chaser, and make you laugh at the same time, follow the Heat Check on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, the satisfying sounds of more sales in your business. And from the sound of it, your business is growing. But you shouldn't have to pay more to scale your business. With Stamps.com, you can import orders from wherever you sell online, find the lowest rates with the fastest delivery times, and instantly deliver tracking updates to your customers and stock up on supplies. Get started at Stamps.com today with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale.
We get to the biggest story of the day. The crying Kansas City Chiefs losing yesterday to the Buffalo Bills and just going nuts after the game on the officiating when it was a clear and obvious offside and it was the right penalty that nullified a crazy and a wild sequence where Travis Kelce makes a catch and laterals the ball to Kadarius Toney and he runs 20 yards for a touchdown. But Toney was lined up offside. The Chiefs then couldn't find a way to get a field goal or get the ball into the end zone after that in the final minute or so. And Kansas City loses, and they're now 8-5 on the season. And the Bills, like, pop up from the casket, and they go, we're not dead yet at 7-6. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's start things off with Tom in Ohio. He's first up on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Tom, what's happening?
Hey, Zach, forget that I lost a bet on that play.
Okay.
Forget that.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, Toney, let's address that he was pissed off, pouting, and that's why he was standing back there to get the lateral, because he was like mad he didn't get the pass. How about addressing that?
What do you want me to address? You think that Kadarius Toney intentionally lined up offside because he didn't get the ball?
No, when he went out for the pass, he got pissed off he didn't get the ball, so he's standing back there pouting. If you watch it, he's mad he didn't get the pass. He's supposed to be running up the field blocking. Oh, and then the ball comes to him. How about addressing that?
Tom, how about addressing that you lost the bet and now you're coming up with some Fugazi conspiracy theory? That's what it is. The guy then got the ball lateral to him and he found the way into the end zone.
Yeah, but he wouldn't even have been there if he wasn't pouting and pissed off that he thought he was open.
Tom, you have no point right here. And you've made zero sense. And all of us listening to you just got a whole lot dumber after hearing that response. Oh, what is it, like the Billy Madison quote after the lecturing in the entire debate? Jeez Louise, that's a brutal explanation. And this is what happens. You lose a bet, then you come up with a conspiracy theory, and you think Kadarius Toney was annoyed and he was pouting on the field. If that was the case, he wouldn't look like he just got hit by a car afterwards when he's sitting on the sideline and he had no clue what the heck just happened. And he just has a blank stare because he realized he messed up and he didn't do the simple thing. And that was check with the official. All he had to do was turn his head to the left and go, official, am I onside? Am I good? The official either gives a thumbs up or a thumbs down or says, move up, move back. Kadarius Toney didn't do that.
Also, 855. Don't you think that was a design that he was going to get that ball lateraled?
No.
You thought that was just straight out off the cuff?
In the moment, I thought it was improv. But maybe it was. I did not see anything after the game that suggests otherwise. But I thought Kelce saw Toney was wide open and in the moment made a football-savvy play and then tossed the ball backwards.
But at least you think that they work on that in practice. Like, hey, if this
maybe.
We run this play in a two-minute drill, be ready for it.
But potentially, because the Chiefs are a well-prepared team, and they should be ready for every situation, but I don't know if that was necessarily by design in that play. I think Kelce just made a really heads-up play. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Jordan in Calgary next up on CBS Sports Radio. Jordan, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
I just got to say I love your show,
mm-hmm.
and you pretty much have nailed like everything on the head with what you've said today.
Well, that's usually how it works, Jordan. I don't get why you sound so surprised.
So, what I'm seeing here is the Kansas City Chiefs are entitled. They're used to winning,
mm-hmm.
which is understandable. Like, you know, Travis Kelce's dating Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's going to the games.
Okay.
Getting all the viewers from all the Swifties. So, I believe that they've become entitled, and they can't take losing. But, essentially, Patrick Mahomes, like, blaming the refs, it's brutal. It's
terrible.
It's
unfortunate because Mahomes is such a great player, and he's an all-time great, and he's such a likable guy. But I thought it was very lame yesterday. And I understand his frustration is probably more so with Kadarius Toney, but I guess he wants to be a good teammate and he's not going to go after Toney. But then to go after the officials, like, it's one thing in the moment on the field to do it, but then when you cool off a little bit, you go into the locker room, and then you go to the podium, you shouldn't be ripping the refs. And there's many cases where I'm fine if you rip the refs. But for them enforcing the rule and making sure that Toney needs to be lined up on sides, I don't get what the big gripe is. It'd be one thing if they got it wrong, but they didn't get it wrong. He was clearly offside. Let's go to Eddie in Florida next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Eddie, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Zach?
Doing great, Eddie. Go ahead.
Listen, I had a different take on that. If you look at the end of that play when they go to the sideline, Patrick Mahomes was losing his mind, throwing his helmet, and he looks to his left, which is away from the field, and something really sets him off. And then they cut to Kadarius Toney, and he won't even look at him. He's just sitting there stone-faced.
Yeah, because he knew he blew the game.
Well, I get that, but I also saw Patrick Mahomes mouth, "Are you that effing stupid or what, man?" I think what happened is, in order to do damage control rather than throw Kadarius Toney under the bus, they made a decision to throw the refs under the bus. I'm not saying I agree with it.
Okay.
But I think his initial anger, and it was considerable, was aimed at Kadarius Toney. Because how can you be that stupid to line off on the sides?
Eddie, appreciate the phone call. I'm not a professional lip reader. I just go what we hear. And right away, when the game ends and Mahomes goes up to Josh Allen, he is ripping the officials. So I think what was said on the sideline, I'm not saying he wasn't frustrated at Toney, but I don't think he voiced that frustration at Toney. I think it was always from the start at the officials with what he was physically saying. Not maybe what he was thinking, not maybe what he was feeling, but what he was saying. Let's go to Joe in Kansas City next up on CBS Sports Radio. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, Zach, how's it going?
Doing great, Joe. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I love your show. I agree with you all the time. Yes, Mahomes, Andy Reid, they need to be more professional. They need to not blame the refs like that. I agree with what you said. I think a lot of it is Mahomes is looking at someone to blame because he knows he doesn't have the weapon. You know, I think our front office and everything thought as long as they had a couple warm bodies, we were going to be okay. Travis Kelce is great. We got to quit looking at him as a wide receiver one, and he just needs to be our stud tight end, and we got to get some bodies in there that can catch a ball. But I feel like if Mahomes goes after Toney or says anything on the sideline, I don't think Tony's the type of dude that can handle that criticism.
Yeah, but who should care what Kadarius Toney says? I understand that Kadarius Toney made two big plays in the Super Bowl. And you may not win that Super Bowl last year without those plays, but this year he has never formed into the wide receiver that people thought he could be coming out of Florida, and he has physically cost the Chiefs two games this season. You could have two fewer losses if Kadarius Toney knows how to catch the ball in game one up against the Lions, and if yesterday he just simply knew how to line up offside, like onside. It's one thing, hey, you drop a ball or you're not reaching what you're supposed to do from the player that you were in college, like what happened in week one. But to not line up correctly, that's just inexcusable to me.
Oh, I agree. My 9-year-old, that's the first thing he looked at me. He said, "Dad, in flag football, we look over at the ref and ask if we're on the line."
Bingo. And that's
the thing. I know we do. And,
you play football, you watch football, or you grow up around it. Your 9-year-old, Joe, was able to make an astute observation because everyone, regardless of the position, when you are learning football, you see it get taught and you see it get coached where you have to check into the official to see if you're lined up in the correct spot.
Correct. And unfortunately, this is the second time this year, like you said, that I am blaming Toney on a loss. I don't agree with how hard Mahomes went after the refs. But I would say out of Mahomes' whole career and after the Green Bay game last week, saying we don't need to be in that situation, didn't put any blame on the refs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give them a pass this one time. We're going to right the ship. We're going to beat Miami in the AFC Championship at Miami, and then we're going to beat the Cowgirls in the Super Bowl.
How about that? All righty, Joe. Let's go to Wes in New Jersey next up on CBS Sports Radio. Wes, go ahead.
Hi. I think the Chiefs, they're not doing it this year. I think they're done. They might have had some sort of dynasty. Until they figure it out, they just have no receivers. They have no one. Mahomes is good. He throws it to Kelce. Other than that, they just don't have anything else going for them.
So, Wes, just wondering, last year, did you think they didn't have enough?
Did they not have enough? I might have thought that, but still, they got worse. They haven't. Last year, they were still one of the best teams in the league. This year, I just don't see them doing that.
Well, appreciate the phone call, Wes. I remember a lot last year where people were saying the Chiefs are vulnerable. Oh, the Chiefs aren't going to find a way to get back to the Super Bowl. Oh, they miss Tyreek Hill too much, and they were still down by 10 in the Super Bowl and found a way to get it done. And you could say that the Chiefs are this year. You're not wrong. But as long as you have 15 healthy, even with how critical I have been of him today, they could still beat any team in the NFL. Because who's really running away with it right now? San Francisco is. They're looking pretty damn good. You know, in the AFC, you know, Dolphins are a good team, but the Dolphins lost to the Chiefs. The Ravens, solid team. Lamar has to stay healthy. There's a lot of open when you look at the NFL. No, not a lot of teams have taken that baton and really have run with it. And until they get eliminated, even with all the complaining they did yesterday, you're not going to want to see them come playoff time. Let's go to Steve in California next up on CBS Sports Radio. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate it. I'm going to give you a vision. Nobody's talking about this, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't have a horse in a race. I'm a 49er fan. Okay, Tony lines up offsides, and that whole play plays out, right? Yep. And he gets the legal lateral, goes for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Now, let's say they make a no call on that offsides play. Now they're going to go back and say, wait a minute, the guy lined up offsides in that play was in that winning touchdown, and now the officials get criticized for the no call. So, but nobody's talking about that. That's a spin I can't believe.
I don't get your point, though, Steve. They threw the flag right away. So what are you saying?
No, what I'm saying is he went for the touchdown on that play. But let's say they don't throw the flag. Let's say they do make a no call on mm-hmm. it, and it goes for the touchdown. Now they're going to go back and say, wait a minute, he was offside, and they're going to criticize him for not making the call.
Okay, you're probably not wrong because, maybe a Bills fan would have went through it after the game, found it, and then blow it up on Twitter. But what's the point then? Then some of us would have been ripping the officials? No, probably would be all complimenting how heck of a play it was and whatever. They got away with one. But the officials got it right, so I don't even get why we would play the game. Oh, if they didn't get it right, what the reaction would be. It's time to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. My take all throughout the year on the Dallas Cowboys has been this. In the big moment, in the bigger games, they will choke, they will come up small, and they will do what the Dallas Cowboys have done ever since the 1995 regular season, which was the last time we saw them in the postseason go to an NFC title game and then also go to a Super Bowl. The last 2 years, Mike McCarthy's done a solid job. Back-to-back 12-win seasons. They're probably going to exceed that number this year. They do stand by the belief that I had, and they do kind of prove that true this year, that Kellen Moore is one of the more overrated offensive minds in football. And Kellen Moore is now with the Chargers. The Chargers offense hasn't been humming all season long. And then you look at the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, maybe could win the MVP. Like, I'm not going to sit here and believe and say that he'll win the MVP, but he is playing MVP type of football right now. And you look at the Cowboys, they have a very good defense. They have an offense that believes right now. And Mike McCarthy, how about the toughness he displayed? Appendicitis, gets surgery, and then a few days later, Mike McCarthy, he's on the sideline coaching his ass off, out-coaching Nick Sirianni and the Philadelphia Eagles. That was a good old-fashioned ass-whooping last night on Sunday Night Football, and the Cowboys need it in the worst way. Because up until this point on the season, you looked at the Cowboys' record and you said, okay, it's saying they're a great team, but then when they go up against the really good teams or the great teams, well, they got blown out by the San Francisco 49ers, and then even though they played well in their first matchup with the Eagles, they still lost the game. So last night, they showed, and I still think the Eagles will win the NFC East, but they showed they are clearly the third best team in the NFC and could be making a push to be the second best team in the NFC. And ultimately, I hope we do get to see 49ers and Cowboys, whether that's in the divisional round, whether that's in the NFC title game. But usually as someone that is described as a Dallas Cowboys hater, which I just like to think I'm realistic, and I just tell you the truth, and Cowboys fans don't like the truth, I will admit, this Cowboys team is extremely likable. Mike McCarthy continues to get disrespected. The guy has coached his butt off the last 3 years. Dak Prescott, even though I don't think he is, right, an elite quarterback consistently in this league, he is easy to root for when you know his story. CeeDee Lamb is one of the better wide receivers in football. I've always liked Brandon Cook. I always like as well Michael Gallup. Tony Pollard is a solid player. And then defensively, you know, Micah Parsons, he could sometimes say some stupid things on his podcast, but Micah Parsons is a ferocious football player. Stephon Gilmore is looking like defensive player of the year, Stephon Gilmore, with what he's been able to do the last two weeks. And Deron Bland, most interceptions for touchdowns in a single season, pick sixes in the history of the NFL. And Dan Quinn, I like Dan Quinn. I like Dan Quinn because he choked a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl as a Patriot fan. But Dan Quinn has done a really good job, a masterful job with that defense. And I love when he's in that box and he's calling the plays and he's going nuts and he's celebrating. It pains me to say it because Cowboys fans could be some of the more obnoxious fans in sports. But I'm fair. This is a likable Cowboys team this year. A very likable team. And ultimately, when push comes to shove, let's see if they're different. Because they're giving off the look like they are different. But let's see, after you get out of beating the snot out of the NFC South opponent, assuming you're a wild card, or you win the NFC East, you win the wild card round because you won't be the number one overall seed, in all likelihood, not a realm of possibilities. But let's see what happens when you're in a divisional round against the Niners, or divisional round against the Eagles, or an NFC title game against the Eagles and the Niners. But yeah, I got to give credit to the Cowboys. They were by far and away last night the better team compared to the Philadelphia Eagles. And that Eagles defense, whew, they look like Swiss cheese last night. The last 2 weeks, the 49ers ran through them like a hot knife through butter. And last night, Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys could do whatever they wanted. And I thought the Cowboys could have even put up more points. And I was hoping they would because I had a CeeDee Lamb anytime touchdown, which hit on the first drive of the game. And thankfully, I bet that individually as well. But I parlayed it with the over. And how many times are the Eagles going to drop the ball? How many times? A.J. Brown. You have Devontae Smith. Everyone was fumbling the ball when they were moving the football last night for the Philadelphia Eagles. So this is one of those days. It took 14 weeks. But I will finally give some praise and some credit to the Dallas Cowboys. I look forward, though, till January when the team comes up short, though. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's get back to the Chiefs. Let's get back to the Bills, the ending of that game. Mahomes and Andy Reid just trashing the officials, which I thought was absolutely ridiculous. Let's go to Nate in Pennsylvania next up on the Zach Yelb Show. Nate, what's happening?
Hey, Zach. So I think the Cowboys and the Eagles both won last night. I think the Eagles just, they need to sit down and self-reflect a little bit, and that's a lot easier to do for a coach when they lose the game because they haven't been right all year. And so if they're going to make some changes, I think now's the time. And for the Cowboys, obviously, getting that confidence builder, that was good, a good thing. That was a crappy call yesterday. I don't, unless you're like a diehard Bills fan, the refs interfering in the last minute of the game is making it borderline unwatchable.
But, Nate, are you a Chiefs fan, just wondering?
No, I'm a Denver Broncos fan, actually.
Okay. So should they not call it when the player is clearly lined up offside? Like, they did not know what was going to happen once they threw the flag, but he was clearly off.
Absolutely. And so you're right. It's not like they threw the flag after they seen the touchdown. You know, it could have been an incomplete pass, and we're not even having this discussion today. But I will say, I look back at the AFC Championship game, the Chiefs, when they lost to the Patriots, when the defensive player lined up offsides. This here especially, I don't think it gave them any sort of unfair advantage. And it's just you unknowingly decided the outcome of that game, more likely than not. And I just
Tony could have been 10 yards down the field. They shouldn't call it because you don't want to see an all-time play get taken away, is what you're saying.
And it could have been just a simple, you know, over-the-shoulder pass for a touchdown. It's not that. It's you're talking about an inch. And I'm saying in that situation, I get what the rule is.
It's more than an inch, but
like
okay.
Holding. You could call holding on every play. I'm just saying in that situation, if it's not that egregious, I think you swallow the whistle.
Well, it was like egregious. He was like almost a full yard. Not even lined up closely. You know, sometimes you see a replay and you go, oh, I don't really see the flag and why the flag was thrown. The first replay I saw, I go, clear and obvious, Tony offside. Let's go to Anthony in Myrtle Beach next up on CBS Sports Radio. Ant, go ahead.
Yeah, that guy is the last caller. I don't know what his problem is. A flag is a flag. A penalty is a penalty. Mm-hmm. My view is Kansas City Chiefs, they're a dirty team. They're very rough. They'll do things on the ground in the game, and they never get penalties called for them. Meanwhile, other teams will get penalized for them, and it's unjust. And that's one reason why I honestly can't stand the Chiefs, because it seems like their referee is a 13th man always out there.
Yeah, well, you know what happens? A lot of times when you win games, that's what people say. I dealt that as a Patriot fan all these years. I would not call Kansas City, though, a dirty team. They're usually enjoyable. They just weren't enjoyable yesterday because of the way that they handled complaining about the officiating at the end. Let me squeeze in Mike in West Virginia. Mike, got about a minute here. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, I want to thank you for giving the Cowboys a little props to start off with. I wondered if you was going to do that.
I'm fair, Mike. I show up. Win or lose, I'm always here. I don't hide. I don't cry. I'm not like Mahomes and Andy Reid, those crybabies.
There you go. There you go. And second of all, I wanted to say real quick, I'm not, you know, I am a Cowboy fan, but I'm not a Chiefs or Bills fan. A lot of people forget one thing. The beginning of this season, the referees made it clear they were going to make an emphasis on the offense and defensive lines.
Mm-hmm.
A helmet over the line, a hand over the line. They've been calling it all year. They've been calling this all year.
You're not wrong, Mike, and appreciate the phone call. I'm up against it. The bottom line is, Tony has to check with the official. Tony didn't check with the official. Toddlers get taught this. High school players get taught this. College players get taught this. The pro simply has to look and ask the official. And he didn't, and Andy Reid admitted that earlier today.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing. And my clothes smelling all funky, I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
The most unique NBA podcast is out on Odyssey. Heat Check with Trista Crick.
NBA fans, listen up. I'm Trista Crick, host of the Heat Check podcast. And if you love this league, the storylines, and want a funny, digestible way to get all the news from around the association and someone to break down what's really going on straight up, no chaser, and make you laugh at the same time, follow the Heat Check on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.